Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 7th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. On Thursday, Google announced the details for the Pixel 7, 7 Pro, and Pixel Watch. The Pixel 7 and 7 Pro run on the Google-designed Tensor G2 chip, feature IP68 dust and waterproof protection, an underscreen fingerprint sensor and face unlock, and claim 24 hours of operation on a charge and 72 hours under battery saver. The Pixels are capable of wireless charging, USB-C fast charging, and can be used to charge other devices. The Pixel 7 has a 6.3-inch 1080x2400 screen with up to 90 Hz variable refresh rate. It comes with 8GB of RAM and either 128 or 256 gigs of storage. It starts at $599. The Pixel 7 Pro has a 6.7-inch 1140x3120 display with up to 120Hz variable refresh rate. It has 12GB of RAM and adds a 512GB storage option. The Pixel 7 Pro starts at $899. The Pixel Watch has a 41mm circular case with a domed Gorilla Glass 5 screen. It includes Fitbit features like tracking workouts, sleep, and steps. It can track your heart rate and do ECG as well. It includes Google Assistant and claims up to 24 hours on a charge. The Pixel Watch runs Wear OS and has Google Wallet, Gmail, Calendar, and Google Home. The Pixel Watch only works with Android and costs $350 or $400 if you want LTE built in. All three Pixels are available to order now, shipping October 13th. For a full breakdown of every announcement, check out Thursday, October 6th episode of the Daily Tech News Show. Twitter's edit button is now available in the U.S. to Twitter Blue subscribers following the launch of the feature in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Edited tweets appear with a pencil icon, past edits can be checked, and embedded tweets will still show when a tweet has been edited. Twitter Blue costs $4.99 a month. Also in Twitter news, a ruling issued Thursday evening by Delaware Judge Kathleen McCormick agreed to stay the coming trial between Elon Musk and Twitter so the sides can work out a deal for Musk to actually acquire the social media company. The parties have until October 28th to resolve the transaction. The trial was originally scheduled to begin October 17th, and if no deal is reached, the trial will begin in November. On Thursday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk tweeted that production of the company's previously delayed all-electric semi-truck has begun. Tesla previously promised the semi could accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 20 seconds, even fully loaded, as well as keep up highway-level speeds even on steep grades. The vehicle is expected to be able to recharge up to 70% of its 300 to 500-mile range in 30 minutes. Pepsi will receive the first shipment of trucks in December. An appeals court in France slashed Apple's antitrust fine from 1.1 billion euros to 372 million euros, approximately $366 million. The fine is from French Competition Authority in 2020 over Apple manipulating the retail market. In a statement to Reuters, an unnamed Apple spokesperson said the company planned to appeal the reduction as Apple believes it shouldn't have to pay a fine as it relates to practices from more than a decade ago. Bloomberg reports French authority spokesperson Virginia Guin said the regulator is also considering appealing to guarantee the dissuasive nature of our penalties. According to Bloomberg, the team for Amazon Scout Robot has been disbanded and its 400 members will be offered alternate positions in the company. The Amazon Scout is a small machine resembling a cooler that can navigate sidewalks to deliver packages, which began testing in 2019. Amazon spokesperson Elisa Carroll told Reuters, the company learned through feedback that there were aspects of the program that weren't meeting customers' needs. TikTok added new features for editing and adjusting videos to reduce the need for third-party editing apps. It's now easier to add and edit text on clips. Clips can be cut, split, and stacked, and there are better picture-in-picture settings. TikTok also increased the character limit for post descriptions and announced a photo mode for an image carousel with a soundtrack. Netflix reached an agreement with major U.S. theater chains AMC, Regal, and Cinemark to show Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, in theaters for a limited exclusive run. 600 theaters will get a sneak preview run from November 23rd through November 29th, then it will be out of theaters and unavailable to watch until it premieres on Netflix December 23rd. Hyundai's joint venture with Aptiva, called Motional, has signed a 10-year deal to provide autonomous vehicles to Uber's ride-hailing and delivery service. The companies did not announce service areas, but said it would launch in multiple cities in the U.S. Motional also works with Lyft to provide autonomous vehicles in Las Vegas, and Uber has a deal with Nuro for vehicles in California and Texas. AMD announced their third quarter results will be lower than expected due to a weakening PC market as well as significant inventory correction actions across the PC supply chain. The company expects to report Q3 revenue of $5.6 billion, down from the forecasted $6.7 billion. Meta is warning 1 million Facebook users about possible account information compromised by third-party apps from Apple or Google stores. Meta has identified more than 400 suspicious apps over the last year designed to hijack Facebook credentials. The apps include VPN services, camera apps, photo editors, fitness tracking, and horoscope apps, among others, forcing login with Facebook in order to access features that are barely functional. In the warning to users, Meta does not specify which apps may have compromised their account details. And Valve announced on Thursday the Steam Deck no longer requires a reservation to purchase in the US and Canada. Valve plans to fulfill the remaining reservations by the end of 2022, and new orders are expected to be filled within a few weeks. In other Steam Deck news, the previously delayed official dock, the Steam Deck Docking Station, is now available to order for $89. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.